So today I wanted to pray. I'm actually recording this on April 9th, 2019 for a reason, because today is my open portal day. 9 years ago. So April 9th is today, 2019, and 9 years ago today I was baptized in the Holy Spirit and healed while watching Benny Hinn online. I was healed in my neck, and this began my journey with the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus and the Heavenly Father, getting to know them and experiencing them and encountering them. And here I am today. And so as I was driving to work, I'm like, I know I have the prayer tomorrow on the 10th, but I'm going to release a prayer into my private box and release it tomorrow for a reason. Because as I was driving, I started thinking about this. This past weekend, Kirby, I forget his last name. You guys know who I'm speaking about. I can write his name down later in a text. But he actually spoke on synchronicity in the spirit realm with the angelic. And was later, Joshua Mills and also Charlie Shamp also talked about this in different ways. But the bottom line is alignment, and we all know what that means. When we have come into alignment with the angelic realm, the glory realm, with God's will, the books that are written for us in Psalm, in the Psalms, we know there's a book. And so, so I was driving to work, I realized, I'm like, well, during these open portal synchronicity alignment moments that we find ourselves in is when we need to pray. We need to really press in and pull down what's ours. And the other thing, so I'm going to pray for that. And the other thing that was brought out that I'm gonna dig into a little deeper and talk a little bit more about later. Maybe later on today, I'll put something on the box because I really want to release something today. Because I believe that each one of us have an open opportunity, an open portal alignment opportunity given to us in moments. And that's when we need to press in for the most revelation and release it to the body. Okay. But I was transcribing Brian Guerin's first session last night. I was transcribing it and trying to search for a moment clip so that Daniel could edit that and we could release that. And first of all, I realized how much he talked. He spoke. For some reason, I thought he was like just maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes. But no, I mean, it was a good 25, 30. No, it was actually more like 35 minutes, which is probably going to be the length of the clip from start to finish. And then from that, I'll pick out a moment clip, you know, so we don't have to get all the ministering part. But I was shocked, and I was pleasantly stimulated, ecstatic. I better watch my words. But that he was talking about ascension. He was talking about the same things that both Joshua Mills and Charlie Shamp were talking about. And so I'm like, ooh, wait a minute here. So I'm going to go and cross-reference what these three prophets, these three amazing ministers in that are in the glory realm, that are ministers of the glory realm, were speaking about. And I'm going to release that because I feel like that is confirmation. Okay, so, but for today, I just want to lift up our leadership team and you and the body, because we are unified. We are unified. This is something that the Lord showed me on the way in between back and forth the sessions this weekend. I was talking to Angelina. I came back to pick her up, and the Lord brought to my remembrance something that he shared with me. It was just an amazing revelation of the importance of our fellowship with one another, and in that he has literally reserved a portion of himself within the people that he has put around us. He showed me this. I was just fellowshipping with a believer in the natural, and suddenly I was pulled in. I was pulled into the spiritual realm. I was tugged on to go be with him, because this other believer really fired me up in the spirit. And I was like, oh my gosh, just talking to him, he stirred me up, stirred up my spirit. So I need to go be with Jesus. And I realized in that moment, the Lord was saying, I have reserved parts of me and those that I've put around you. You cannot attain my fullness without them. I have required this. I have designed it this way. And so I was like, oh, you know, this is so good. No matter how much we sit in the closet and want to reach the attainment of Christ fully on our own, go into heavenly realms, yes, well, yes, we want to do that. But we have to come back down to earth. My mom used to always use that saying, you know, come back to earth, Diane, because he has put people in our lives. He's put other people in the body. He has put our parents, our children, all of our relatives, all of our friends, even people that you graduated from high school, believe it or not. I know, right? But he has put himself in everybody. He's very calculated, very precise. And so what Charlie Shemp was really preaching on the last session was the unity of the body. And I was like, oh my gosh, no wonder he brought that to my remembrance today, because that is exactly what, you know, Charlie Shemp was coming at. He was talking about in Acts how, and he drew out all the scriptures, which I want to really outline and release this common theme, this, I want to summarize it so we can all get this. Because when I or you see themes, it's not just for us. It is for us. But he's also put us in this family for a reason. He wants us to draw the conclusion. He wants us to pull it all together. And it's a moment of synchronicity. It's a moment of revelation that we can have, we can access. Okay. So what he did was he drew on all of the scriptures that talked about the unity and what happened when there was one accord. And this is part of when he says about his fullness, attaining the fullness of Christ, we need in the communion. That's why it's called communion. When we partake of his body and his blood, we are a part. We are his body. You know, Charlie Shemp or Joshua Mills, one of the two, illustrated the body. We all know that we are the body, but the communion with one another, we need to partake of each other's body. We've been getting bits and pieces of this, you know, eating of each other's flesh. The Lord was showing me when Jesus was at the well with the Samaritan, how he was filled. When I go to work, when you guys are out there ministering to people or just working or just taking care of your family, you are being fed. You are eating on, you know, these other believers. You're feasting on them, and you're feasting on Christ in them, even if they have not come to their fullness in Christ, or maybe not even believers. He is accessible. He is accessible in all of humanity. Check this out. So I feel like, God has moved us out of the closet full time. Okay, so he's like, all right, you were full time in the closet. You needed that. I needed to take out of you what didn't belong, and I needed to impart into you, and you need to be with me. Similarly, when you're married, you need to go be alone with your husband and wife. We need that intimacy. But he now wants us to go out of there with what he's given us. But we cannot attain to the fullness of Christ without being a part and communing, eating of the body of Christ. And he even says, take this communion to discern the body, so that we get these revelations of how important it is to be with one another. We can't ignore our families to do ministry. We can't ignore work, relationships, people that he's put in our lives, and we're like, no, that ain't God. That can't be God's will, because I'm not in full-time ministry. Guess what, guys? We were put on this earth in full-time ministry. When we were created as full-time ministers of the gospel. Adam and Eve were created as full-time ministers at creation, but they worked the earth. They They named all the animals. They took care of the garden. He has placed us within this garden. This garden needs a lot of work. You know, just like we see with the Tarentum garden in honor of Greg Blythe. You know, that's interesting. God just brought that to my remembrance as well. Just, we need to continuously work the garden. And as we look around and we say, why is this world so disgusting? Why is it so ugly? I can't wait to leave it. We have neglected the garden that God has given us. Okay, so let's just press in right now for more fire. Fire, Lord, to see. I ask in Jesus' name that you would give us eyes to see others in our lives, the people that you've put in our lives, and the people that we passers by. That is no coincidence. I ask, Lord, that you would give us eyes to see them the way you see them, so that we can love them and see you in them and understand that we need them in order to get your fullness. We cannot attain it on our own. We are not put here on our own. There's so many illustrations in the Bible. We come from inside of our mothers, and then we are joined together with another person in marriage. And then we ourselves have children, and we're put in to the body, one with another. We're never meant to be alone. Lone Rangers in a closet, seeking out the Lord for his fullness, going up and down into heavenly realms. Sure, you know, we can do that, but that's not the fullness of Christ. The fullness, believe it or not, is what you would probably say in your mind, no, that ain't God. Usually when it's like, no, that ain't him. When he's leading you in a direction and you're like, this doesn't feel very comfortable. He puts you in these tension relationships for a reason, because we're continuously suffering. And I believe one of the main ways Jesus suffered on the cross, he did suffer physically. We know that. We see that illustrated. We know the reasons for it. Every step, every drop of blood, we understand that. Every blow that he took, every lash, we understand why. But I truly feel his greatest suffering was when he was rejected. People walked away from him, left him alone. And then he was alone when the Father had to turn his back. He understood for the very first time what it felt like to be without that relationship. That was his greatest pain. That was his greatest pain. Why, Lord? Why have you forsaken me? You know, because relationship is what it's all about. And that's what he's taught us. That's what he's instilled within us. So I just want to lift everybody up into the fullness of Christ through the relationship of those around us, those that he has given us, Lord. Give us the fire. You know, a lot of times we say, evangelists, how do they do it? How do they have that fire for others? I feel they just have a greater measure of the revelation of the importance of the fellowship of the saints, and that everybody qualifies, and that they're going after it with fire. They want to see everybody saved in the kingdom because they need to fellowship. They know they have that revelation, and they see people with those eyes. Those are the eyes that they see. And so I ask, Lord, that you would give us all the gift of the evangelism, the spirit of evangelism, the desire to reach the lost. And also, Lord, I ask for more discernment to be able to see those within the body, so that we could see, you know, the gift of discerning of spirits, so we could deliver the saints and deliver those that are in the world, so that they can become one with us, unity in the faith, so that we can attain to your fullness and see you manifest in your fullness right now on this earth. So I just want to release this revelation. I wanted you to encourage you to press in for more. Press into all the scriptures on the unity. What happened when they were of one mind in the unity of the faith? That's what we want. That's what we seek. We can't have that with division. We can't have that with thinking we're better than others. You know, that's where the spirit of pride has an open door to come on in. And we need to be humble. How much better of a way of demonstration of humility than to surrender your life for another and to die? That's what Jesus did. He demonstrated for us the ultimate Lord, I want to attain the Father's full. And in order to do that, I need to die for those around me. And I think we can see from his example that we need to do the same, Lord. So I thank you for the fire, Lord. I ask for the fire to come. I ask for the eyes to see and the desire just put within us an insatiable desire to continue to feed on the body of Christ, those that are around us, Lord, for the communion and the unity to attain the fullness of Christ. In Jesus' name, be blessed. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just continue to pray, continue to thank him, continue to invite him, continue to seek him and ask him to give us this understanding and eyes to see and this fire, this insatiable desire to know him and attain his fullness through others in Jesus' name. So right now, I lift up every single leadership member. And I like to call it the head, but I was very gently reminded Jesus is the head and we are his body. We are his co-heirs, co-cos. You know, that means equal heirs, shoulder to shoulder. So while we do have leadership, we need to understand that we all have equal access to the Father. We have different gifts, but equal access. So I want to lift up those that have chosen to sacrifice their lives, the lambs that have chosen. Those are the lambs. You know, we're all the sheep. Feed my sheep. But there are those that have chosen to be lambs, those that have sacrificed their lives. And I liken them, I compare them with the leadership team here who have chosen the greater sacrifice, to be a sacrifice. You know, we may not all have that deep opportunity to lead a body of believers, a part of his body, I should say, and experience, you know, greater depths of sacrifice. So I lift up Bo, Valora, Katie, and Pat, and Mama Debs, and Dan, and Kathy, and anyone else, Lord. Just allow us to see those that you have chosen and all of us here who support the body, support the leadership team in different ways. Those of us who serve here in a different way that the Lord has chosen us to serve. And I just lift you up and I ask right now, Father, that you would give us all an insatiable desire to know you through those that you have given us. I ask, Lord, that you would fan into flame the spirit of evangelism, fire on it in Jesus' name, so that we can attain to your fullness through the communion of the body, through communion to discern your body, to attain to the unity of the faith and to see the signs, the wonders, the miracles, everybody healed, everybody delivered and set free, everybody saved in our midst in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So come, Holy Spirit, and do it. Do it, Lord. Just have your way in this. We come into your alignment. We synchronize ourselves in alignment with your will right now. The word that's been spoken and released through an open portal right now today in Jesus' name. We access it. We surrender to it. We pull it down. We pull on you. We pull on you for more in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Kaya mahia miya saha sora dia. Hara dia ya haya mahia miya rato. Hora tata. Just continue to pray in tongues. Build the house right now. Build your house. And ask him for eyes to see like he sees others. Ask him for eyes to see the way he sees us. In Jesus' name. Be blessed. Be blessed.